Going through a divorce is daunting and can make you feel financially vulnerable. Ampla Finance can help. Unlike other loans, there's no need for any ongoing monthly repayments. You're only charged loan interest on the amount of money used to pay your solicitor's fees as your case progresses, and the easy-to-use online tool keeps you in full control throughout the process. Your loan is normally repaid in full when you reach settlement, so between now and then, you have peace of mind that the cost of your divorce won't impact your day-to-day needs. Ampla Finance puts you at the heart of everything they do and can help you to make the fresh start you're looking for. To find out more, click the link in the podcast description or visit www.amplafinance.com.
Hello and welcome to the Smart Divorce Podcast. I'm Tamsin Kane and I will be your host. In Series 3, we will be speaking to a number of experts and professionals in the divorce arena and answering the questions that we get asked most often. If you've got a question and you don't think we've answered it yet, please do get in touch. You can email me at tamsin@smartdivorce.co.uk. Now over to our guests. Hello, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Daniel Bell. Hi, Daniel, how are you doing?
Hi, Tamsin, very well, yourself?
Lovely wave. I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, not too bad at all. So Daniel is a mortgage consultant who owns the business Bell Financial Solutions. I've got that right, haven't I?
You do, yes.
Excellent. So today we're going to talk mortgages and when you are getting divorced, quite often you will need a new mortgage, either to buy out your ex-spouse or to move on to a new property. So we thought we'd have a chat about how you might go about looking for a mortgage in the first place. So do you want to start off and with some thoughts on that?
So ordinarily, your first port of call, a lot of people would go to their existing lender, who they might have a mortgage with. Of course, you've got a mortgage with them, so generally you'd think you'd be able to get a mortgage with them going forward. They've got a track history and the fact that they know that you can afford a mortgage, but that's obviously based on the fact that there's usually two of you, and that's not going to be the case going forward. It's advisable, therefore, that you look at all your options. Your existing lender isn't necessarily going to take into account your circumstances going forward, in the sense of you as a sole borrower. There's obviously going to be quite a significant change to your circumstances to what there was when you had that joint mortgage. And it's definitely advisable to get advice on that in terms of what you should be looking at going forward in terms of a new mortgage, because it's not going to be the same as what your existing mortgage is. You might want to look at a different term, a different type of mortgage, and it's probably going to be new to you. You might never have looked at your current mortgage. It might have been dealt with by your spouse. And that's where someone like me as a mortgage consultant comes into play. You might think going to your bank is the best option. Your bank know a lot about you. They obviously see your salary going in. But again, your bank only has the options of the bank. Your bank might not take into account everything going forward in terms of maintenance or child benefit, tax credits. They might take into account things that you don't want them to take into account. So the fact that you will be paying maintenance, or that you aren't going to be on the same salary that you were going on to. Your bank is restricted to your bank's criteria and your bank only. And again, your bank can only offer one type of product, and that's the bank themselves. There's lots of banks out there. There's lots of building societies out there, and there's lots of different lenders out there. And the only way that you're going to find out what's on offer is by going to see someone like me, which is a mortgage consultant. We're not just there to obviously get you the best interest rate, and of course that's what we'd love to do, but we're there to obviously make sure that you're getting the right type of mortgage and to help you along that whole process and guide you along the way. You might have lots of questions, you might not have any, but I'm there to obviously prompt those questions should you need them, and to make sure that you are going for the right type of product, you are going for the right type of mortgage, and to make sure that we do get you the right type of interest rate as well. Different lenders take into account different things. Different lenders look at different types of income, different types of expenditure. And again, that's where my knowledge and expertise comes into play. Obviously, divorce is a very emotional time. And then dealing with finances, again, is a very emotional time. If you go to your bank or your existing lender and they say no, because computer says no, it can be absolutely heartbreaking, but that is not the case with every other lender or mortgage advisor, mortgage lender. Sorry, if one says no, doesn't mean everyone else is going to say no, and that's obviously where I come into play to obviously look at them.
Okay, so it might be the case that if I, let's say, I want to stay in the town that I live in at the moment, but I've contacted my bank and they say absolutely no chance, you can't borrow anything like what you need to in order to stay in your town, it's definitely worth looking and worth talking to you, because there might be things that you can do to increase the borrowing amount, such as your, like you said, your lender might not take certain incomes into consideration, or you might be able to use a longer term, for example. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, different lenders look at different things. Different lenders assess affordability in different ways. And that aside, I could look at your circumstances and look at it in a different way and go, right, well, yes, if you were looking to do it that way, then you are going to be restricted because of A, B, and C. But actually, have you thought about looking at doing it this way? And actually, this is a way that we could make what you want to do achievable. And if you want to get that house in that town, this is a way we could do it. And this is a way that you might not have thought about doing it. And again, that's, you're only going to get that by talking to someone like myself. And again, that's why we're here. And that's why we've got, you know, the knowledge, the qualifications, the experience to be able to do that and offer it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think there's a tendency to think, well, everybody offers the same sort of mortgages and everybody can lend the same sort of amounts and so on. And that's not necessarily true. And the other thing is that it's not necessarily going to cost you more money on a monthly basis, because it might be possible to take the mortgage over a longer term. Now, yes, that will cost you more in the long run, but it might enable you to do what you want to be able to do. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not necessarily always about the initial monthly cost. And we look at the broader picture, and I'd always go through that with clients, and it is, you know, looking at everything and taking everything into account. And sometimes it might be, well, if we need to do X, Y, and Z to achieve getting into that property initially, then that's what we'll do. But it means that, say, in 2 years or 5 years, we can then change it and do this. Well, then that might be a way to do it. And again, it's sitting down, getting to know what the situation is, what the circumstances are now, but actually knowing that, well, we're going to do that in X amount of years, or we're going to get to this point. And it's looking at the overall picture and the longer term plan as well. Which you're not going to get just walking into your bank and, you know, just getting that cheapest rate, or going online to moneysupermarket.com and just getting the highest interest rate. You know, computer says no, or, you know, that's the limit you get. There's a bigger picture when it comes to mortgages. And that's why, you know, we've got the jobs that we have. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sat here. You know, it's not as simple as that's the interest rate. You can borrow four times your salary. It just doesn't work like that. It can work like that, but there's a lot more to it, and that's why we're here to help.
Yeah, there's a lot of other options, aren't there? So somebody wanting to talk to you about mortgages, what information do they need to gather together before they give you a call?
So it's an idea of income coming in, so income about what they're earning, if they're earning, and then additional income, so any benefits or any maintenance, any investment income, anything from any of the sources. So details of their income, and then details of their outgoings, so commitments. So again, if they're maybe paying out for maintenance or loans, credit cards, childcare, anything that's sort of going out that's a major commitment, details of any past credit history, credit issues, and just themselves. You know, it's getting to know the client, the customer, seeing where they are now, where they want to get to, what they want to achieve, and we build it from there. If there's anything else that we need further, then obviously we explore that. But initially, what's coming in, what's going out, and we can build it from there.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. So you were saying about credit history, and people should let you know if they have had any problems in the past. It's really important, isn't it, that people are honest with you, because if it gets found out about later, it's going to cause more problems, I would say. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Honest up front. There's no embarrassment or shame. You know, I'm here to help. You know, it's not a judgment. And, you know, getting to know everything up front, you know, I ask for quite a lot of information up front, shoe size, blood type, the lot. But once I know it up front, then I know where's best to go, you know, and I know what lenders ask what and what lenders don't need to know that, because that's their risk appetite. And if I've got it all up front, then I know what I'm doing with it. And I'll know, right, that lender doesn't like that type of bad credit, or that lender will, but it means that we get it agreed straight away, instead of, you know, 3-4 weeks down the line it not getting agreed. And, you know, like I say, it's all about honesty and respect, and it's no judgments or anything like that. What's happened has happened. We can't change the past. We can deal with the future. So as long as we know what's happened in the past, then yeah, we can sort it. Absolutely. It's all about being honest. And you know, I generally find that clients are, because, you know, it's honest for me as well. So it kind of reciprocates.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And one last question. You were talking about maintenance payments either coming into you or being paid out by you. If that's not been fully formalised yet, but clients want to have an idea about what they might be able to buy if they're starting to look at property, you can use an idea of what the maintenance is likely to be to give them an indication as to the sort of mortgage they might be able to achieve. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I can work off provisional figures, give an idea, knowing that, right, that's going to be in place. Whether that's then going to be in place formally, or whether it's then going to be in place on an informal arrangement. And I can, you know, again, work that out accordingly, because there are lenders that will take formal arrangements, say, from the very beginning. There are lenders that will still take informal arrangements, but may want it to be in place for a period of time. But yes, no, it doesn't have to be up and running for me to then go, right, this is how much you can borrow. If I know what it is, or we know roughly what it's going to be, again, with tax credits as well, you know, that can be one that you don't necessarily know what it is exactly, but we have a rough idea. You know, we can play and go, right, this is what it could look like, and, you know, work on provisional figures that way.
Perfect. That's brilliant. Thank you for joining me. Cheers, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, please do think about writing us a review or giving us a lovely 5-star rating on iTunes, if that's where you're listening. I hope you'll join us again next time.